First this morning, a weather update. After another very icy night of below zero temperatures in much of the country, Eilish Hankinson is meteorologist with Met Air and she joins us. Eilish, what's the picture around the country this morning?
Good morning, Audrey. So yes, it's a very cold morning with widespread frost and ice. And that frost and ice will be very slow to thaw this morning. So travelling conditions will be treacherous. And there is patches of freezing mist and fog as well, which is adding to the danger of those travelling conditions as well this morning.
Where's worst affected, Eilish?
Really, it's much of the country. So we've seen, within our observation network, we've seen road surface temperatures drop below freezing across the country, with some roads down as low as -6 degrees. In terms of air temperatures then, we've seen temperatures dropping below freezing at most stations, with temperatures in the kind of midland regions getting down as low as -4, -4.5 degrees.
Any snow anywhere?
So we are seeing continued snow showers up there in the north and northwest. So there are some snow accumulations, and especially with that lying snow, it is again adding to those dangerous travelling conditions. And with that bit of snow and rain as well last night in this parts of the southwest, there has been no thaw overnight, of course. So that again is creating some treacherous travelling conditions there as well.
And what does the day ahead then bring in temperature wise, Eilish?
Temperatures wise, we won't really see temperatures getting back up above freezing until closer to midday. And then we'll see them drop again early tonight. But we will see a bit of a change to more unsettled weather, really from later tonight onwards for the rest of the week. So with some cloud building from the west overnight tonight, we will see temperatures in western parts raise a little above freezing towards morning. So it won't be as bad in western parts tomorrow morning.
Eilish, thank you. Eilish Hankinson there from Met Éireann.
Let's go now to the northwest of the country, to Donegal. Several schools in the county will not be reopening this morning as many local roads are in a treacherous state. We can speak now to Brian Cannon, Director of Roads and Transportation with Donegal County Council. Brian, good morning and thank you for speaking with us. What are the conditions like in Donegal this morning and which parts of the county are the most impacted?
Good morning, Justin. In Donegal, we've had a prolonged period of wintry weather, which has escalated in recent days. Our crews have been out every day, actually, since the 23rd of December. Our drivers and their helpers have been out this morning since 5 a.m., gritting over 1,100 kilometres of our road network. There were fresh accumulations of snow throughout yesterday evening and overnight, and driving conditions remain challenging. There are a significant number of school closures, as you said yourself, but also some public transport curtailments. The public are advised to avoid unnecessary travel, and when driving they should assume that no road is ice free. Justin, our main road network is passable with care, albeit that some of our roads, for instance through Barnesmore Gap, over Meanaroy, between Glenties and Letterkenny, which are at higher elevation, would be more challenging than the rest of the network.
And what is the outlook then for the coming days, Brian? I know the council gritters, as you say, they were out this morning and over the weekend. Do you think you'll be able to improve access to those schools which have been closed?
The school closures is widespread. We grit to the front gate of almost 175 schools, but it's generally the transport that brings the children to school, which are on the more rural roads, that are the issue. We'll keep. We're in continuous mode now when it comes to winter service, just to try and ensure that we have our gridded network clear, which will allow people to get moving again over the coming days. But really, it's down to the weather. And as Eilish said, hopefully we might see some of these improving conditions over the next few days.
All right, Brian, thank you. That's Brian Cannon, Director of Roads and Transportation with Donegal County Council.
Well, let's grab a quick word now with Brendan O'Gorman, Senior Executive Engineer with Cork County Council. Brendan, as people are getting up to go out to school and to go out to work, what conditions are they facing in Cork?
Good morning, Audrey. Generally, the conditions on our national roads are quite good this morning. There's a good position there. P1s, P2s are all kept ice-free overnight. It's the untreated priority 3 routes that are problematic for us this morning. Widespread ice across the entire county: West Cork, Cove MD, Glanmire, Dungourney, Rocktapple, have all indicated that there are problems on untreated routes this morning. Now, our crews have been out since 6 o'clock this morning on those P3 routes, and that will be continuing throughout the morning.
Have you much snow there at all?
We had a lot of snow yesterday evening on the R576, which would be the Newmarket to the Kerry County bounds. There wasn't snow overnight on those routes, and we had graders removing snow from those yesterday evening, so they are passable quite right now.
So what's your advice this morning, Brendan, as people head out?
Again, as we repeated earlier, just to avoid unnecessary travel. Schools, thankfully, some are closed and some are deferred or opening there this morning, so that'll all help. So to look to just to have an abundance of care travelling on your routes this morning.
Thank you very much indeed. Brendan O'Gorman, Senior Executive Engineer with Cork County Council. It's 7:18.